back to Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is our super short episode where all week long we get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, it's real easy. You just go to jschwadelson.com/podcast and there's a button that says Ask Us Anything and you could submit your question and we'll try to tackle it here and also check out our longer episode at the end of the week. So let's jump into first the work question. We got a question in from Remy from Chicago. Chicago, love deep dish pizza. I'm also now a fan of Detroit style pizza, which is like a little less thick than deep dish. So all in, anything pizza, I'm eating it. That's my jam. Anyway, Remy, what is your question? Question is, should I start a podcast and why? Well, I love this question because you're listening to a podcast and maybe it's crossed your mind, should I have a podcast? But what people don't realize, there's a secret reason to starting a podcast and it's not what most people think. When I started this podcast, okay, it wasn't to try to have a zillion listeners and to get sponsors and all that stuff, which is great. I have that. That's awesome. Not that that's not a flex. Like I have a zillion listeners and sponsors, but that is happening. But that's not why I started the podcast. I started the podcast, and this is why you should have a podcast. I started the podcast as a way to meet people that it was otherwise really hard to meet. What I mean by that is, let's say in my agency business, I wanted to get whatever company to be a client of mine, or I want to connect with some really important person, but my outreach wasn't working. I try to email them. I try to message them on LinkedIn, and I wasn't able to get that person to give me the time of day. But when you reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'd love to have you as a guest on my podcast, all of a sudden you get a totally different kind of response. And people are like, because everybody has an ego. They're like, oh, sure. I'd love to be a guest on your podcast. And then what happens is you spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes talking to that person on your podcast. And the 10 minutes before and the 10 minutes after your podcast, when you're getting ready with the person on screen, you get to connect with them. You get to befriend them. It is the secret sauce way to meet, connect, befriend anybody that you want to. And a lot of people get confused on what a podcast is. It really doesn't matter if you have anybody listening. That is a bonus. It is a way to meet the people that you want to meet. And if you look at a podcast for that reason, under that lens, you have this new way to engage with people that you otherwise wouldn't be able to connect with. So I strongly encourage you to have a podcast for that specific reason. A bonus reason is because, yeah, it forces you to learn stuff. When you're putting out episodes, you have to research it. You have to learn stuff. You have to know stuff. So that's great. Makes you stay up to date on trends and other stuff. But the downside is it's like a hamster wheel. You don't get off. You have to keep putting out episodes. So it's a lot. But by the way, let's say you're not ready for a podcast. You can do the same thing with your email newsletter that you could do with your podcast, right? You could reach out to somebody. Let's say your company or you have an email newsletter. You could reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'd love to feature you as the lead feature in my upcoming email newsletter. Do you have 10 minutes where I could do a Q&A with you on a Zoom and ask you a few questions to put in our newsletter? It's not as good as the podcast play, but it works really, really well. So if you're not leveraging your newsletter to meet the people that you want to meet and kind of appealing to their ego, I think that you're missing out. So before we get on to the ridiculous question, and of course it is ridiculous, this podcast I wanted to tell you is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is my email sending platform. It is the greatest email sending platform on earth, and they have a new piece of content. It is called Email Always Comes First. Okay, and you could download this thing, and in it, it has this: 6 steps to implementing an evergreen email marketing program. This thing is awesome. If you want this free piece of content, all you got to do is go to jschwadelson.com/email. That's jschwadelson.com/email. And you could download Marigold's Email Always Comes First content. It is great. Check out Marigold at meetmarigold.com if you need a new email sending platform. All right. Now on to the ridiculous question. Got a question from Lauren from Miami. Now, I live in Boca Raton, which is about 45 minutes north of Miami. Love Miami, but I don't know if you guys deal with this. I don't get to go there a lot. It's like when you have these places that are like within an hour of you, you just don't go that often. So love Miami. I'm just not that cool. So I don't go there that often, but you know, go Miami. Anyway, here's the question from Lauren. What is your best celebrity encounter when you've met a celebrity? Okay, good question. So let me think about that. So I recently met one of the Property Brothers. I don't know which one. Those are the people on HGTV, the nicest human being on earth. That was a good one. I met Al Roker recently, bumped into him, greatest dude on earth. Oh, and you know what? So this is a ridiculous story, but oh well. So I went to, ironically, in Miami, they have something called the South Beach Food and Wine Festival, and they have this thing called the Burger Bash, where one night they get all the biggest chefs on the planet, and they have these different like stalls, and each celebrity chef is making cheeseburgers and hamburgers. It's called the Burger Bash, and you could try hamburgers from all these celebrity chefs. They're all there, okay? I'm only thinking about this because of celebrity encounters. So like, I was so excited. I went with a couple of my friends, and I was overwhelmed, excited. And so they had different celebrities. Like Bobby Flay was there. I had one of his burgers. He was very nice. And then Robert Irvine from Restaurant Impossible was there. Had one of his burgers. He was very nice. Ann Burrell from The Worst Cooks Ever was there. Okay. And so I was so excited. And I said to my friends, I got to try a burger from every one of these celebrity chefs, because this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So, and I don't really eat burgers a lot, right? And so I am like, I must have eaten, and they're small burgers. They're like kind of like sliders. I don't know. I must have tried 15 sliders. It was gross. I mean, it was amazing. It tasted amazing. But afterwards, we're leaving there. I'm like, I don't feel well. I do not feel well. It's not going well. And I mean, the burgers, all a lot of sauce on them, whatever. So now we're driving home from Miami. My buddy's driving. And this happened. This was the worst. We're in the middle of 95. I'm like, you need to pull over right now. And he's like, why? I go, I'm not doing well. So on the way home from the Burger Bash, after eating burgers from like the greatest chefs on earth, I went on the side of the road and I threw up. I threw up on the side of the highway because I overdid it at the Burger Bash. What is wrong with me? That is so embarrassing. And I ruined it. I ruined everything. So I don't know. That just went sideways, that conversation about my best celebrity encounter. But yes, don't overeat when you see a celebrity because it doesn't end well. All right. So what did we get out of this? What should we do now? Oh, can you leave this thing a review, please? It helps the algorithms, all that stuff. Number two, register for Guru Conference. It is the free virtual email marketing event, guruconference.com. 20,000 marketers. We're going to run out of spots. It's all about email marketing. I'll be there. It's going to be fun. Guruconference.com. And don't eat too many burgers. It will not go well. Thanks. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.